So, welcome again to Bodhichaya Avatara, 8th chapter. Now we are at stanza number 116. At this moment we are talking about exchanging myself with others. Means that to learn to practice how to care for the benefit of others as much, not only as much, but more than helping myself. To care and help others, I would like to be more dedicated or more involved, or would like to be able to create more benefits, or want to be free from suffering the others more than myself, so this is something not it's very unusual in our samsaric state of mind. We think that's not possible, or that's not, that can't be, that's not proper. So we talked about, how it is usually. Actually, it is proper. It is good, because we have that kind of way of. Doing is kind of natural in us, although we don't understand, because we, if we have loved ones, like our loved ones, our family, our children, our community, then many people have no hesitation to go through many difficulties and even sacrifice their own life for them. So therefore it is something which is not unnatural, which is natural, which is proper. And then also it is something that can be done, because it is usually, it's done many times. Not in that scale to all the sentient beings usually, but we have this capacity to we have the altruistic state of mind, that's quite common, and that's not unheard of, and that is there in most of the people, and would actually do anything to help their dear and near ones, even at the risk of their own life. That is something is possible. And then more we, train in it, it is possible to have that intention towards all sentient beings. So that is possible. And therefore, and also there is lots of, there is lots of positive things in that. It is very good. It is to have that way of being, or to that understanding, attitude, that feeling is good for myself and others. It has lots of positive qualities. And the opposite is not good, because it brings lots of pain and problems, suffering, endless sufferings for myself. Only I wish good for myself, and only I don't want to, I want running after things for myself and running away from troubles for myself alone, and not thinking about others actually brings continuous dissatisfaction, stress, unhappiness and things like that. And if I do the other way, wishing well, working for the benefit of other beings and all other beings, even more than for myself, brings so many positive things. So it's good for me now, and it's good for me in myself in the long run. It's good for everybody, other people now, and it's good for other people in the long run also. So to say that, then this is, you know, like 116 stanza. Teta na na yen ju te shi ju ngo tsar wan mun ju. Janyu chi ni si su ni le la re wan mun ju yin. So this is 116. Thus, when I work for others' sake, there'll be no sense of boasting, self-congratulation. It is just as when I feed myself, I don't expect to be rewarded. So, you know, if I get used to this, and if I see very clearly, understand very clearly, that working for the benefit of everybody, you know, for myself and for others and all others, including, you know, those who don't like me, those who are, considering me as their enemy, who try to harm me, including everybody, if I have this, you know, genuine intention to help and do things to benefit them, help them, when I become used to that, then, you know, when I do that, you know, that's when I work for others, others' sake, others' benefit, there will be no feeling of boast, you know, boasting that I am so good, I am so great, you know, I'm working for the benefit of others, you know, things like that. Of course, I will be happy, I will be, grateful, I will be proud of myself, I will like myself, I love myself, I would feel my life, you know, worthwhile and meaningful, but I would not feel boastful and self-congratulation, boastings, this kind of, you know, I'm so good, I'm the best, things like that, because I know that it's the best thing for myself and for others, you know. It's not just best for others, it's best for me too. It is like, it is just as when I feed myself, I don't expect to be rewarded, because when I eat food, you know, it not only, you know, it not only makes me kind of happy and feel good, but it also feeds, you know, billions of, you know, bacteria and all the things that is needed for my body to sustain. And also that when I'm healthy, I could do lots of good things for others also. But when I eat food, I don't feel boastful. You know, I don't feel self-congratulatory, or, you know, I don't become like arrogant that I've fed myself, now I did so good, you know, not like that. So therefore, when I do work for the benefit of others, or everybody, including myself, it's good for everybody, so that's something I should be doing, and it is good for me to do that. You know, I don't need anybody's congratulation or reward or some kind of a certificate or anything like that. you know, if don't people don't know about it or don't say good things about it or don't praise me for that, it's completely okay, because that's, you know, for my own good and for everybody's good that is, you know, around me. So I don't need to feel also bad, because, you know, some people don't congratulate me or, you know, praise me or appreciate me for that. So therefore, then in the end, I need to, you know, it's an instruction, kind of. Devi chitar chungana manye le chung dosangwa tekin dola sonsen tong nyingi sen na gambarsha. Devi gombo senre zi tuji chimbun rowa yi khor jinji pa salvi se rongan tsanyun sinji la. So these two stanzas. It is said, therefore, just as I defend myself from even slight disparagement, likewise for beings I shall now grow used to have a mind protective and compassionate. You know, I am right from the beginning, from my childhood, we are all like used to, you know, we do this, you know, as a matter of fact that I defend myself if even people, you know, give slight disparagement. Disparagement means like say bad things about me or, you know, criticize me or kind of discredit me, then I immediately defend myself. That's natural, that's usual, that happens kind of to everybody, and we all know that. In the same way, for beings I shall now grow used to have a mind protective and compassionate. So this is also coming from, you know, habituation. This is coming from, you know, I see everybody doing that, and therefore I do it myself. I don't need a special kind of a training or anything like that. I do it. In the same way, you know, I should do the same for others, you know, because saying something bad about others or doing something that would harm others is not good, not good for them, not good for the people who do that, not good for, you know, for anybody. So therefore, you know, I should get used to that, and, you know, I should automatically become like that, that, you know, if something is bad happening to somebody else, I need to be, I need to become this as my natural reaction, that I want to defend them as much as I am used to defend myself. I have to become protective. I have to become compassionate to everybody else. And I need to train myself in that way. 118. This is why the Lord Avalokita, out of great compassion, blessed his name, that those caught in the midst of multitudes might be released and freed from every fear. And that's why, you know, the Avalokiteshvara, the great Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, dedicated any positive thing he did, every good karma that he performed, or any good, you know, aspiration he made, or anything positive he made, he dedicated for thee. He made it, you know, dedicated for a strong kind of power that anybody even said his name or made any kind of connection with him, you know, even thought about him, said Isaac, would automatically bring a strong kind of, you know, protection for them, that they become totally free from any danger or any fear or any, you know, any negative thing happening to them. They become totally defended. That was his dedication, and therefore, you know, his ultimate kind of aspiration and effort was to create circumstances, to create a power base, or, you know, a blessing, or, you know, some kind of a force that even, you know, anything that, you know, connected, anything, anybody would make any connections with him, even say his name, or mantra, or, you know, think about him, or, you know, make any kind of, they would become free. They would become free from fear, from danger, from negative, you know, things happening to that. So this we should also, you know, we should also do that. Not only that, we should try to feel that kind of protectiveness, kindness, compassionness towards everybody as much as I feel for myself, you know, or in a way more than as I feel it myself, because I am just one and others are so many. So more than myself, and that I should, you know, I should really wish and dedicate and give away, you know, like every positive energy I have, or, you know, power of positive karma I have, or anything I need to dedicate, so that, you know, anything, anybody who makes any connection with me, or have no connection with me also, that I should be able to, you know, defend them, bring them all the positive things and get rid of all negative things from them, you know. So this state of mind, this compassionate and caring attitude should become my natural way of reaction. And when that happens, then it's good for me, because I become, my compassion grows, my compassion matures, my compassion becomes pure. And therefore, you know, I become less self-centered, less selfish, and therefore I become more liberated from samsaric state of mind. You know? What more good can this be for me than I am, you know, totally liberated from the samsaric state of mind? Because then I will be, you know, I will be able to end all causes and sources of every suffering and negative things for myself. The best thing that could happen to me. And also, it could be the best thing for everybody, because, you know, I would have the complete power and complete wisdom and complete you know, clarity on how to help and how to be beneficial to everybody. So it is the best thing that could happen to me. It is the best thing that could happen to everybody else. So therefore, I must diligently and one-pointedly and, with all my force and energy power to cultivate that and work on that. There's nothing more important and nothing more positive and nothing more meaningful and more useful than do that. So understand this. That's the instruction. So I think I stop here. Thank you very much. 118.